rough weekend for Florida. Writing is on the wall as far as their postseason potential, unless something strange happens. We'll talk more about it coming up. Joined now by Todd Knight, the head coach at Wichita Baptist. The Battle of the Ravine is this weekend, and Wichita 7-2 playing host this weekend, 2 o'clock kick. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, real good.
We got the press conference here today.
That's right, Battle of the Ravine press conference every year about this time, and the game's here again.
So we were talking earlier, I guess. Obviously, you know, you guys have had a solid season as well. Rycroft leads the league in rushing. You know, and again, getting your guys up for this game, I'm sure, is about as easy a task as you are you're asked to complete each year.
It is. I mean, we're a little disappointed where we sit right now. We're probably about four plays away from, you know, having an undefeated season. Yeah. And, you know, it's a little disheartening at this point. And, you know, it is what it is. We're at 7-2. We could have an 8-2 run, which would be still would be excellent. Mm-hmm. But you got to put those things behind you. And, of course, it's all about this game. And the Battle of Clark County at this point is really more important than the conference title or anything else. So we're looking forward to the game. We're going to be pretty healthy for the first time again in about 3 weeks, so we're excited about that. First time we hadn't played these guys after them having an open date for 2 years. We're excited that both teams have played, you know, in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, a lot of things stack up good for us, and we like our team. You know, we've got a good football team. Kids have played hard this year, and, you know, we've had a couple unfortunate things. But we really feel like we'll be prepared, and we're looking forward to the game Saturday.
Talk to me about, you know, the uniqueness of this postseason and the difficulty there. You have to almost be perfect to get into the postseason and play in the Great American.
Where we are in our region right now, you know, last year we were very fortunate. You know, Harding was 9-1, Henderson was 10-0. Those two teams got in, and that's really what it takes. You've got to be undefeated or have one loss, and that one loss has got to be to that undefeated team.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only way you're going to get in at this point. And our guys knew that. We knew that after the Harding loss that, you know, winning out would be our only way to get there. And then we stumbled a little bit down at SAU the other day and fought back this weekend at Monticello. But it is what it is, and you've got to be either perfect or one loss to get in. And right now we've only got one team that looks like they've got a chance for that.
And there's still postseason, even if it's not national playoffs, because there's a couple of bowl games that will involve GAC teams, and a new one in Texarkana.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're kind of playing for postseason at that, even with this game upcoming.
Well, we are. If, you know, we would have to win, we would have to be 8-2. Harding would have to lose, because the way that works this year, even though we would be tied with Harding, you know, we beat Southwestern Oklahoma, who beat Harding, and, of course, Harding beat us. But that'll go head-to-head. So that GAC game would go to Harding. If we were fortunate enough to beat Henderson and Harding won out, it would go to them. Now, there is talk of the MIAA has a game that would possibly take our third-place team, which really is our second-place team if we're tied with Harding. So, you know, there's still chances for that. But right now, as good as all that sounds, none of that makes any difference. All that matters is the Battle of Arkadelphia, and that's what we're looking forward to right now.
And I can vouch for that, too, because, you know, I do the Henderson games, and after the victory over Southern Arkansas where they clinched the GAC championship, nobody after the game, I mean, they were happy winning the title, but nobody after the game really wanted to talk about a GAC title. They were already looking across the street.
Sure.
And they,
sure.
I mean, they know what's at stake. This, in all honesty, when it comes to this game seems to mean more than a conference championship.
Well, I don't know. That's a big statement, but you're close. I mean, you know, 2011, the roles were reversed. I mean, we won it in 11, and they beat us. You know, they beat us the last game, and it was a big deal. So, you know, you're in some ways you're right. Of course, conference championship keeps you playing and gives you a chance to get in the playoffs. But you're right about that. I mean, it's a huge game, and you know, we live there year round in the county and in the town, and there's a lot of talk between kids and administrators and everybody else. So it's an important football game for us.
Talking to Todd Knight from Wichita Baptist, and Coach, I mean, again, not to make too much of this, but going back to the conference thing, obviously the Arkansas schools have thrived since the introduction of the Great American Conference. But, again, when you're not playing those schools like the Valdostas and the Deltas, I mean, some of the schools that do have sort of garnered that national respect, you know, again, it was a little bit easier, it seems like, back in the day where you could have a couple of losses to get in. Are you happy with the way it is now? I mean, it's a different kind of challenge,
it
certainly.
It is, and you make a valid point. But, you know, I'll back up those last two or three years in the Gulf South. You know, first of all, Henderson wins it one of those years. We're the only school in Arkansas to beat the Big Three within 2 years. North Alabama, Delta State, you know, and Valdosta. And, of course, Henderson won the championship, one of those years as well. So, you know, I feel like we left the conference very, very strong. And I feel like our conference really hasn't gained the respect that it deserves yet. And I think it will. All that's got to happen is you know, Henderson State, who's going to get in, go win a couple of games in the playoffs and really do well there. It helps us all, you know.
Yeah.
And I know people don't believe it, but we'll be pulling for Henderson. We want our conference to be better and get more people in the more people in the
wait a minute, what?
We will. And of course, we would love to send them in there with a loss.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, we want our conference to be represented well, and we think that you look at Henderson and us, and even Harding. Harding's done a super job too. The last two or three years of the Gulf South, all those teams won big games in the Gulf South. So. You know, people have kind of forgotten that. You know, that's okay. We've got to go win playoff games.
Well, it is, and I've seen it in other conferences too. Certainly, you know, you think about like Sun Belt basketball. There's a conference that will occasionally get a second team in when the other teams have done well. It has helped certainly in the reputation. Obviously, you got to have a gaudy record. And, you know, I see it in the Southland Conference too, where Sam Houston's got in the national title game a couple of years. They're expecting to get two, maybe three teams in this year in the postseason. It's a little different arrangement because they have 24 teams nationally to get in, but. Yeah, that regional deal is so difficult. Would you like to see it open up and just have a national field and then just take the top few teams or top whatever 20 teams, 25, 30, whatever teams?
Well, I'd love to see some changes, and it's kind of funny you asked. David Sharp and I rode up together, and he's on the committee, and we were talking about the way it works. It is 24 teams, and it's, you know, it's six from each region. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see it go to eight because right now, you know, even in the top, I'm a top 25 voter for Division II, but right now Harding and Wichita both are two lost teams. There's going to be two lost teams naturally in some of those other mm-hmm. regions right. that are in the playoffs, and we feel like a Harding or a Wichita deserve it just as much as those other conferences. So if we could ever get to an 8-team playoff, there's 160 teams in Division II football. So having 32 teams probably is a good representation,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Percentage-wise on what should happen there. So I'd love to see some changes made in it. I still think it's a great system. I think the playoff system's great. But I agree with you. I'd love to see it open up a little bit.
It seems to me that the super region that Henderson and the GAC is in, and Wichita, that the super region 3 might be the toughest in all of the nation.
Well, it is, because you're looking at the MIAA, and they don't play everybody.
Right.
You know, we're going to play each other, knock each other off, where, you know, an Emporia and a Northwest Missouri or a Missouri Western, who Henderson played last year in the playoffs, you know, some of those teams don't play each other. So it really helps them record-wise, and really gets right down to it. That's what they're going by. It's by the record.
Do you like playing schedule-wise the way you do? I mean, as far as having virtually no non-conference schedule at all?
Yes, I do. And the reason I do is the better we get, the better the Henderson States and the Hardings get. We can't get out of region games. People won't play us. So we would rather just play everybody. But saying that, I wish the other conferences did the same thing
right.
because they have a little advantage record-wise over us.
I see. Well, Coach, good luck this weekend, and always a pleasure to have you on. How much do you have coming back? I think about, like, Jordan and Rycraw. Are they – finished? Is this your last year? They have a year left.
Benson's a redshirt junior. Rycraw is a senior this year, but
okay.
I only have 12 seniors. We're excited about next year's team as well, and we'll get Ty Towers back, who tore an ACL. We'll get Devin Ball back. You know, he was a player of the year at Junction City 3 or 4 years ago. We'll get him back. You know, those are our two preseason injuries, and we look forward to getting those Arkansas kids back and get them on the team.
Have you seen any uniqueness as far as injuries go this year? I know there's been such a focus of getting away from high hits, you know, and head injuries.
Yeah.
Like at UCA, we've seen a lot of lower leg injuries. Have you seen any variance there at all?
Boy, last year we had 3 ACLs, 3 labrum tears, and it was devastating last year. We really hadn't had a whole bunch of injuries this year, but we have had 3 concussions. You know, that's crazy. You know, being that the rules have changed and all that stuff, but we've still had 3 concussions. So I can't say that I've seen a big difference either way.
It's interesting.
You know, there might be some fans that don't necessarily have a dog in the race for this Saturday, but if you like to watch teams that do strength against strength,
mm-hmm.
Wichita's passing defense is one of the best in the country, and Henderson's passing offense is the best in the country. This is you're going to see strength versus strength, and it should be a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Those guys are great on special teams as well. They've got a very solid team all the way around. We'll have to play really well, but we look forward to playing well, and hopefully we can get it done.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll be exhausted from the road trip too, so you got that going.
That's right. They've got to walk across the street.
That's right. Coach, appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Good
to
see
y'all.
Make
sure you buckle your seatbelt when you walk across the street.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
I'm excited about that game.
Yeah, I bet.
Biggest college rivalry football game in history. It's a truth. You can Wikipedia it. Brings it up.
I was brand new to it 2 years ago when I did my first season of Henderson football. I have bought in 100%.
It's great.
It is so much fun.
It's so unique that they're literally right across the street from each other. They have so much history. They guard the Tiger on Wednesday nights. They used to cut the tail off. My dad was playing in the 60s. I mean, this has been 50 years of just pure hatred. And my grandfather went to Washtenaw. My grandmother went to Henderson.
Uh-huh.
And they marry. I mean, they love each other. And at the same time, on that Saturday, they are just mortal enemies. It's like an Alabama-Auburn of D2. It's awesome.
And again, we've talked about it many times. It seems a little far-fetched maybe to some people. I can hear people going, yeah, right, that's going to happen. But I'm telling you, you saw it this year when they went to North Dakota State. It would be such an amazing game day atmosphere, the uniqueness.
Yeah,
at the very least,
would.
I'd love to see him do a big feature story on it.
Yeah.
You know, and especially this year where you've got two really good football teams.
Yeah.
The ultimate would be, of course, if you had two undefeated teams going head-to-head at the end of the year. That would be the ultimate, and we're not too far off this year, and we've certainly been close a couple of times. So.
Somebody on the Henderson golf team, I think a few years ago, hit a ball from Carpenter Haygood Stadium to A.U. Williams Field with two shots.
Oh, yeah.
Driver and a 4-iron.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all it took. I mean, that's the closest
much.
The two stadiums are in the entire country.
It doesn't take much.
We're going to talk more college football coming up. It was a wild weekend.